everyone. So welcome back to another episode of the Hello Spring Podcast. I hope you're all doing well, because in today's episode, we have yet another guest, but this one's extra special because we are on episode 19, and that means we are one episode away from finishing off the first season of this podcast, which is so wild. But in this episode, I have brought on a good friend of mine, Unicorn Akai. Don't forget the Y, because she is an online content creator that I recently just found on the internet through her love of The Walking Dead, story-driven gameplay, and The Sims. She streams on Twitch, but she also has recently started doing vlog content on YouTube. And a while back ago, she has started an online business for baking called Shamelessly Sweet, which is so freaking cool. And she is working so hard on her craft, her inspiration, her passion for her brand. And we're going to be talking about more about that in this episode. Make sure to check all the links down below in the show notes for all of the things that you need to know more about Unicorn Akai. Don't forget the why, but let's go ahead and hop into today's episode. Well, Kai, thank you so much for, you know, being on my podcast, because I remember I asked you, I'm like, do you want to be on my podcast? Because like, you started a small business recently and I have a small business, and we're both content creators on YouTube and Twitch, and I feel like people should like know more about you. Plus, it's a great way for us to talk together, you know?
I appreciate it so much. When you messaged me, oh my gosh, even now I'm like cheesing. When I got that message, I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't shut up about it to my husband. I'm like, I know he's ready for me to have this with you.
It's like, finally.
Right. As far as Shamelessly Sweet, like, it just, I literally just launched June 5th. But that's something that I've been sitting on for years, from like 2018 is when I purchased my domain. Oh. So it's been a long time of me just, you know, spending money on that domain and not putting it out there. But that's kind of the theme of my life, where I just sit on things for a while.
I mean, that's where I stand too. I don't know what it is. I think I've had my domain, like Spring Sims, for a very long time. And I've used it here and there, and I stop using it, and I contemplate life a lot, where I'm like, yeah, do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? Like, I don't really know where I stand, but, you know, I'm going to hold off till, you know, I feel like I'm ready, you know?
Yeah, well, I genuinely feel like it was still divine timing. Like, I can sit and say, dang, like, I really waited so long. But then I can also think, like, I literally just started Twitch August 10th of 2020. And if it wasn't for Twitch, I don't think that I would have felt more pushed to start this. You know what I mean? And it wouldn't have been going how it's going. So I feel like everything is in divine timing. You just have to look at it from, like, a different perspective sometimes.
Yeah, totally. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about who is Unicorn Akai? And
sure. I feel very weird talking about myself. So I feel like I'm really bad with this question, but I mean, okay, let's take the anxiety out of it. Well, I'm Unicorn Akai. I am a mental health advocate. So big on mental health talks and just transparency and showing up as our authentic selves. Baker. I love to bake. Have a major sweet tooth. And I'm Unicorny Kai. I always say don't forget the why, because I like to, you know, emphasize that I'm a bit corny, meaning like giving a good play on just being silly. You know, I'm very silly. I feel like that's never going to leave me no matter how old I get, you know, so just embrace it and just laugh.
Yeah. I like that, because like, when I first found your channel, I think it was probably through the video that you did about Kayla, like the
oh
false spray
yes.
thing. I'm like, because I think that's how I found your channel. I'm like, oh, she seems funny. She loves The Walking Dead. And I was like, immediately, like, there we go. I found somebody who loves The Walking Dead as much as I do. So.
Yes. And when I hear your podcast episodes and you all talk about The Walking Dead, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a person that I just love.
I live and breathe that game. It's not even funny. I love those characters so much. I wish they were real, but they're not.
Oh, if I could meet Clem, I mean, I wouldn't let her go. So it's probably for the best.
Neither would I. I would take AJ too. Well, maybe. Clem all the way.
I still just feel a way. I mean, love AJ down, okay? But the fact that AJ came from Rebecca, who was just mean. She was just a big meanie to Clem for a long time. It makes me feel some type of way that we're just being so kind to her kin, you know?
Yeah, totally. I don't know. I just need Clem to be real. But what's crazy is that when I found out who the voice actor was, I'm like, can you be like a Clementine podcast? Like, just her voice all the time, like a 2-hour long podcast. You know,
lovely. I would love that. Isn't it like it was a older like it was a woman, right? Yeah. It wasn't even a child. I think I learned that from one of your episodes, and I was like, yeah, whoa.
It's crazy.
It's cool talent.
You know what would be very cool if like I'm of course not going to make another Walking Dead game. Well, maybe I have high hopes, but
we can hope.
But what would be very cool if they did like a podcast together, like it's The Walking Dead, the apocalypse. But you know how like at some point in time, there's people who make recordings and stuff.
I mean, what if they brought Lee back? Could you just imagine listening to Lee? I mean, Lee's voice alone is just very soothing.
It really is. Honestly, like Lee, Kenny and AJ make a podcast together, because we don't know really what happened with Kenny. We already know what happened to Lee. But I feel like if Lee came back and Kenny and AJ, like, that'd be a great story.
It would. Oh, I would be tuned in every single week.
Every single week. Same.
We could make a podcast reacting to it.
Yeah, we should. We should. Oh, my gosh. Wait, we should do like a stream together at some point.
Oh, my gosh. I am down anytime.
Oh, yeah. Well, since you kind of said that you are kind of like brand new to content creation and everything, and you started Twitch like last year, what has been your like motivation to stream, like to keep going with it? Because streaming is a lot of work, and there's so many different avenues of what you could do, what you could not do. And it's just like a lot. So like, what's been like your thing of keep on going with streaming?
I have to say definitely just the community aspect. I feel like a lot of time in life has gone by where I haven't felt a big sense of community. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to Twitch, it's like being able to show up to a space. Obviously, a lot of anxiety comes with Twitch. You know, you're on camera in front of, and anybody could watch you at any time. So like there's that. But just showing up as your authentic self and people accepting you and being interested in you, and you just find really interesting people, and then you all just start to care about one another. Like that is what keeps me going, because I can show up and I can not feel the best, you know, and it's okay, you know, and people just accept that, because that's what life is. You know, everybody can't always be okay. I'm definitely not somebody who can just entertain and be on 10 every time I stream. You know, I just try to show up as myself, and people accept that. So that just motivates me, one, to keep being my most authentic self in everywhere that I go, you know, and to be okay with, you know, the lower days, because other people will accept those too.
Yeah.
We all go through them.
What I like about you is like you are a mental health advocate. And I love talking about mental health, because not a lot of people talk about it, just because it's like, oh, I don't know. It's like, I don't want to share all that. But I feel like it's okay if you're not comfortable sharing it with it. But I feel like it's very important. And that's what I like, that you are your true authentic self online, offline, every single day. And some days you might feel bad. Sometimes you feel happy. Sometimes you're like in the middle, and you know, hey, that's okay.
Thank you so much. I'm like teasing. It means a lot.
Yeah. Because totally, because I mean, I love talking about mental health. I talk about it all the time on stream, because I'm like, there are days I'm like, I don't feel great. And I will literally say like, I don't feel great, but I want to stream because I like hanging out with you all. Like my community is one of like the most kindest people ever, and being able to show up and be there and be myself no matter how I'm feeling, and to know that they are there for me no matter what I'm doing, feels great. Because I don't know if you felt this at all with like streaming or just in general, but it's like when it comes to streaming, it feels like when you play one certain game, it feels like you're stuck in that box for so long that you want to branch out, but you don't know if you can branch out. So
I get that. Yeah. I get that for sure. I know, especially with the Sims community, I feel like that happens a lot. And I think I haven't streamed for a year just yet, you know, but I was big on the Sims, and Sims is one of my favorite games that I will always play. Same. But I started to like not want to be introduced as a Sim streamer, you know, like when people would shout me out or, you know, introduce their community to me, I would be like, you know, like I do more than the Sims, you know, because I get that I was playing it a lot, but I just want to be known for more than that, just because I don't want to be stuck in that box. I know it's so easy to, and then you get scared when like numbers, you know, like if we're being honest, I feel like numbers with the Sims community, you know, the Sims community, I feel like they're really focused on The Sims, you know, and you'll find like your good core people that are there for whatever content. But a lot of Sims, you know, people want to watch The Sims, and I get it. I love The Sims too. So
yeah,
but I just wanted to be known for just more than The Sims. It's definitely easy to box yourself in, and there you don't want to just play one game all of the time. That's how you burn out, you know?
Yeah. And that's what I tell people, because I make YouTube videos about The Sims, and I've been doing it for The Sims for 10 years on like YouTube. So I've been like doing the grind for that so long. And one person told me that you should stream The Sims all the time. Like, no, I mean, I make YouTube videos and I stream The Sims. If I do it every single day all the time, I would get burnt out and never play it ever again. And I don't want that. So I kind of mix and match my stuff together. And like, that's what I like about, you know, your streams, because you are more of like a variety channel. Even though you love The Sims, you love other games, and you bring in your personality with those games where it's all the same, because, you know, hey, you just can't stream one game. You can if you want to, but you don't have to, because if you want to build your community and be able to be known for more than just one thing, you got to do different stuff that makes you you.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, totally. And I have to say that with Twitch is a very growing platform. And
I can only imagine. You've been on for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been streaming for about, oh gosh, since 2017? Yeah, 2017.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It's a long time.
You're still a spring chicken.
No, I just had a flashback like of thinking that it's been 7 years since I've graduated high school. And I'm just like, oh, gosh, no.
It's been 10 for me. So I feel you.
Wait, have you had your anniversary yet?
I don't even know if they're planning all of that. Like, I'm totally off Facebook and I'm just totally withdrawn from like high school things.
Same. I go on Facebook every now and then, but not that often because it's too much. And I don't know what it is, but with being a social media person and online all the time, I'm scared someone's going to find where I live or something like that. So I'm like, I don't go on Facebook no more. It's privated. So I'm like, yeah.
I understand that. You have to think about that stuff for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of like Sims and like YouTube and streaming, for the longest time, what has been your experience on Twitch?
Such a journey, I have to say. I just feel like it's definitely grown for sure. And you end up finding all of these different communities. And then somehow this community knows this other community that you had no idea knew they knew each other.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, it's like also a very small place. It's such a big place, but it's such a small place because kind of somebody knows somebody that you would never expect, you know, and it's pretty cool. But my experience so far, I definitely was like, I started off as thinking I was just going to be an Animal Crossing streamer.
Animal Crossing. I love that game.
Me too. I literally was just playing last night for the first time in a while. I had so many roaches.
Oh, your villagers must hate you.
They did. Well, one called me out and was like, it's been 7 months. And I'm like, whoa, did you really have to? Like, come on.
Don't call me out like that.
Right. But I started off as Animal Crossing, and then I started to notice how many people were playing The Sims on Twitch. And I was like, whoa, I had no idea this many people liked The Sims. Like, I'm telling you, like, growing up, I just didn't know a lot of people who played The Sims. So it was like a whole nother world. So I started playing The Sims much more. I said, oh, Animal Crossing, don't know her anymore. And like, I just have learned so much from Twitch because of like people coming in. And I started off playing vanilla and everybody's like, oh my gosh, you don't use CC. You don't use mods. What are you doing? And I'm like, whoa,
oh my.
Whoa, whoa, like teach me, like just teach me. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I just learned so much. And I used to only do create a sim. And then everybody was like, we'll never see you do gameplay. And so I started playing like gameplay. So it's just, I've definitely learned a lot more like about The Sims streaming for sure. I just learned so much. That's all I have to say about Twitch. Like I learn so much. It could be anything about astrology. I'm big on astrology, so I can like find random people who are also into it, learn more about that and Sims and just mental health stuff, just so much about different games that I never knew about. Like, it's just, it's like this unlimited library of information and cool stuff on Twitch for me.
Yeah, same. Twitch is like a learning platform for me because I learn something new every single day, whether it's about a person's life or a video game that I might not had heard of, or just being able to find someone new to like raid. And I'm like, I never knew you had a Twitch channel. It's weird because I either follow them on one platform and then somehow I'm like, wait, you stream on Twitch? Since when? And it's like, right. Oh, I've been streaming here for like about a year or two. I'm like, what? So it's very interesting finding a lot of people on there.
It is. One of my favorite experiences on Twitch thus far, it'll probably always be like top five experiences, but there was a writer that I had followed for years, like definitely over 5 years, a poet. I followed him for his work and he does art as well. And I was in somebody's stream. It was MK.
I know her.
I love her. She recently changed her name, though.
Oh,
I have to make sure I remember her new name. But I remember being in her stream and just loving. She was playing The Sims and he was in her chat. And I was like, is this who I think it is? Like, no way. This is too small of a world. So I like asked him and he was just like, yes. And it's so cool because now we're a part of each other's community. And like, I've admired this person for so long and it's such a random meetup, you know, and they didn't know anything. I didn't think they knew anything about me. And here we are. It's just such a cool space. Like, such a cool space.
It is. Like, I know a lot of people have either met each other like in Twitch chats and like met in person and then got married. I'm like, it's like, it's crazy.
Yes, it is.
Like, what? For example, like, I remember, I think it was Vixella. She said that she met Zeus through, I think, James's Twitch chat. And then they met up and now they're dating. So it's very interesting. Yeah. And I think video games bring people together because it's like a like-minded interest. And then it's like it sparks a whole new thing.
Yeah. Because most people play video games to like wind down and whatnot. So like it's their comfortable space. So it's cool to find people when you're already doing something that makes you so comfortable, you know?
Exactly. So what has been probably your favorite game you have played on stream thus far? Because I know you've been streaming The Walking Dead lately.
It's definitely The Walking Dead. Definitely. Because I played The Walking Dead for the first time in 2015. This is when I had like first met my husband. And he's a big gamer. So he was like, I think you'll really like this game. Like, you get to choose what you do. And I'm like, ooh, like, that's right up my alley. So I played it, and let me tell you, first video game in my entire life that has made me sob, like uncontrollably just bawl my eyes out for like 30 minutes. I was like, no way a game did this to me. Like, and I was so like obsessed with it. I had to go through all the seasons, but being able to replay it a second time and like have people enjoy it and help you like make decisions too. It's been so much fun playing with like other people there too versus just myself.
True, true. I'm replaying it again on my Xbox, the first season, just because I feel like I've done all the achievements and I just want like a different like experience of playing it. And
right.
I just think that with The Walking Dead has been one of the best games I've ever played in my entire life. I own them all. So it's, I don't know, I just feel so connected with them because even though they're not real characters, their stories feel real. That
yes.
You want to make sure that you're using and choosing the right choices for them in the long run. Like for Clementine, for example, her story carries out from the very beginning of the first season to the very end of the final season, that the choices you made from the first season really matter for like the season 2, 3, and like the last season. And yes. It's crazy on how impactful it can be on a person's like emotions and mental state. Like I felt like anxiety and stressed out just because of that game, because of like the choices I've made and like, oh my gosh, what did I do?
Oh my gosh, me too. Like, oh my gosh, on my stream, I know that everybody, like the viewers are probably like, oh my God, girl, if you pause this game one more time, but it's because I am like, oh my gosh, like I'll get a set of questions and I'm like, I don't know. Like I'm literally weighing out both options and I'm like, what is the right way to go? And I'm thinking of all of the positives and the negatives. Right? And like, it's just a big deal to me. Okay.
It's a big deal. It really is. Like, it's like, if I choose this one option, it can go one way, but choose this other option, it can go another way. But then you have those two options and you think of the outcome, what you would choose on both options. And then you start thinking about the future. I'm like, okay, if I do this, this could be really bad for somebody else in the future. And like, I can't compute.
Definitely. Definitely. I definitely am playing a little bit more reckless this time around than I did my first time. And that makes it, you know, a little bit more fun. But I often regret like my decision. And I'm like, wait, I should not have done
this. Yeah. What has been your like favorite moment about The Walking Dead that you've enjoyed so far? Like with the game franchise and all like all the other games.
I would have to say, I just think about the moment where Clementine and sorry, spoiler alert for anybody who's not familiar with season two. But when Clementine and Kenny met back up, I think like that warmed my heart so much. I kind of forgot about it, like, the first time that I played. Like, I forgot that that kind of happened. And it was, like, it was just, like, this sense of home that
it
just gave me all of the feels ever. Somebody else who knew Lee, like, that's how I looked at it. You know, somebody else who really mattered. Like, Lee really mattered, too. So, that was, like, my favorite moment for sure.
That, oh man, I feel the same way. That is my favorite moment because the three characters I loved the most was Kenny, Clem, and Lee. Like those were like the three amigos and they were like so tight together, even though they kind of met up, I guess, it was the first episode. I'm pretty sure in season one that they met up.
Yeah, first episode.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because they went to the farm. Yeah. But it's like from the very start, it's like they built that bond together and you get so connected with them and you're just like, I know what to do, but I don't want to ruin it. And how Kenny met up with Clem so later in the game in season two, it's like, I feel home, I feel safe, I feel excited. And then it just got ugly afterwards. And then it's like, okay, what do I even do?
Right. It's like, why? Why did it have to be this way? Like, I just was so upset.
You know what I've always thought about, and a spoiler alert, I'm pretty sure it'd be a spoiler, but it's like at the end of season two, the last episode, it's like, where did Kenny go? What did he do? Is he still alive? Like, if he ended up being in the final season, I would have been okay.
I agree for sure. I actually, after I just finished, because I'm on season three, I'm almost finished season three now. But season two, after I finished that season, I went on YouTube and I looked up all of the possible endings for like how it could have gone for just season two. You know, if we decided to stay with him, if we didn't, if we chose to, you know, pick Jane's side over his, like it was wild. It was definitely wild. But I still think season three, we wouldn't have known really what happened to Kenny.
True. I wonder what would have happened if he stayed with Kenny, because I've never done that choice. Because because I've always thought about, you know, AJ, keep him safe. Like, what's like the best option for AJ instead of like Clem's happiness, basically.
Yeah, that was the decision that I was like, should I have done this? I regret it. Was that because the first time around I chose to, you know, stay at Wellington and leave him. And I did the same thing this time. And I was like, I should have just stayed with Kenny. Like, I was riding for him this entire season. So I feel like I should have just rode for him even more. Even though we had AJ, we could have figured it out.
True. We've been on the road for life. I'm going to eventually like play it again and like choose Kenny over Wellington to see what happened. But I think though, if you ended up choosing Kenny, he would have forced you to go to Wellington.
Maybe later, but according to YouTube in the ending I saw, you could walk away with him.
Oh my gosh.
I was shook too, because I was like, I didn't think that he would even let her, but yeah. I was like, I should have.
And then it's like, from season two to season three, it's like they probably had a falling out, or Kenny died, or whatever. And then that's how she met up with the other people, Javier and them. So, man, so many good things. I could talk about The Walking Dead forever.
I know. Me too.
That game just gets you going. I don't know if you have played Life is Strange, but it's like The Walking Dead, where the choices you make matter. That's another good franchise you should definitely play.
I will look into it because I've definitely heard that a couple of times. You know, like Life is Strange is pretty good. So,
oh, it is so good. I will look into it. You're going to bawl your eyes out. I mean, I did, but...
I love tears. It's okay. Crying is so good.
Crying feels healthy. Crying is okay. Please cry.
Say it again. Say it again for the people in the back because,
please cry. It is okay to cry.
It helps you process things. I've definitely been shamed for, you know, being a crybaby a lot of my life where, like, now I'm like, uh-uh. Mm-hmm. I love to cry because it helps me process my feelings and I have a lot of them. So whatever. Oh, same.
I cry with songs and like I'm crying for no reason, but this song is so good. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So you got that water. Yeah. I'm a Cancer moon. My moon is in Cancer. So I'm definitely very emotional. And yeah, we got to process our feelings. It's all good.
We really do. Pisces are we out here having the hard life, I feel like.
My youngest sister is a Pisces and yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I know how you feel.
Yeah, for sure.
So I wanted to move on to another segment into the stream to spice it up a little bit because I think that will be a great way to waken up our brain a little bit more. And it's a thing called this or that. Now,
okay.
This can get very, very interesting.
I'm excited.
Sims 2 or Sims 4?
If I'm honest, I did not play a lot of The Sims 2, only on Xbox. Only on Xbox I had The Sims. Okay. I wasn't privileged enough to play The Sims 2. I played Sims 1, and then I owned Sims 3 and Sims 4 on CD, or for the PC. But Sims 2 I only had for Xbox, so okay. I feel cheated on that whole experience. So I would just have to say Sims 4. Well, from what I've seen about Sims 2, I would choose Sims 2. I wasn't able to play it.
Yeah, understandable. All good, all good. Oh, man. Because, like, those are two hard-hitting, like, games. Like, Sims 2, Sims 4. Like, Sims 3 is great and all, but it's potatoes. Sims 1 is another thing. So, I was like, yeah, I would choose Sims 2 all the way because it's my OG game. I love it too much.
Oh, I know. And I've learned a lot about Sims 2 through you. So thank you.
You're welcome. Dawn Lothario or Bella Goth?
Ooh, Bella Goth.
Really?
I feel like she's it. I mean, I like her. She's cool.
Yeah,
she's got style. She's just her. Dawn Lothario is just out here breaking hearts. And it's like, no, that's triggering. I can't do it.
True. He's a hot mess. When I play him, he's like, mm-mm. I can't deal with you, Don. You're doing too much. You gotta go.
Yes.
Oh, you're gonna hate me for this one. Clementine or Lee?
How could you?
I was like, no.
Oh my God. Clementine. I'm sorry. Like, I'm a Clem stan and I love Lee. Love him down. Always will. But we got to live with Clem longer. We got to see her really grow up, her influence by Lee, so you know he's still prominent in her, through her. So Clementine.
Yeah, Clem all the way. Lee, I love you, but you know you got issues somewhere.
Yeah, you came with a lot of stuff and you're lucky in those apocalypse, or it might not have, you know.
Yeah, so I was like, you gotta go, goodbye. It's like, if the apocalypse didn't happen, yeah, bye Clem all the way. Oh man. You know what? They should have made like another remaster version where the apocalypse was just starting. Like it was, you know, the world's like happy and glory and then it happens. I would have loved an episode like that.
I agree. And I feel like with season 3, they tried to do that a bit. You got to see like it's starting to happen and nobody really knew about it. Mm-hmm. Like with Javi. And I was like, oh, wow. I wish that they did this with, you know, the other cast members as well. It would have been cool.
It would have. One day they will.
We gotta start writing for them, you know, like help them out. Get these going. I will play it. Come on.
I'm ready. Sign up. I'll do my writing session right now. I know that you've been playing Mario, and I would have to say Mario and Luigi or Finn and Jake.
Oh, Finn and Jake.
Yeah, from Adventure Time. Also Mario and Luigi.
I get it, but Finn and Jake, they're epic. They are epic.
I love them. They're so great.
I do too. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I had no idea you liked Adventure Time, but Love. Me and my husband watch like episodes before bed every night through the whole season. Oh. Like, binged it. And I was so sad when it was over.
Yeah. Man, I love Finn and Jake. Half of my alerts, actually, no, that's a lie. All of my alerts besides my follow one, because I took it off because it was annoying after so many follows you get. But my alerts are basically Adventure Time themed, like the sub alert, I think one of the bit alerts too, and then like gift sub alerts too. Like, I just have a lot of like Adventure Time themed.
Oh my alerts. Gosh. So do you like BMO?
Yeah.
I love BMO
so much. BMO.
And I really love Marceline. I love her. I love her voice, her songs.
Oh, she's so good.
She is. I feel like she was so misunderstood for so long. And
true.
She's just a star.
Yeah. She should come out with an album, honestly.
She should.
Did you know that if you have HBO Max, there's Adventure Time, The Distant Lands, and they're doing like, there's three episodes out right now. One was BMO before he met Finn and Jake, and then one was like Marceline and PB, and I think Battling Something, and then the third episode is about Finn and Jake when they're older. So,
I'm on it.
Yeah.
I'm on it. I have HBO Max. I'm so excited. Thank you for telling me.
Yeah, watch that. It's, even though it's only three episodes, it's like it keeps you going and wanting more because it's so good.
It is. Mm. It's such a good show.
They really are. Mm. I need more. YouTube or Twitch?
Twitch.
Mm. Yes, all the way. Twitch is where it's at. I love the interactiveness of it.
Yep, exactly. I'm honestly new to YouTube still, but it's just the community aspect, the real-time conversation is just so soothing for my soul. So yes. Definitely Twitch.
And since you are a small business owner, a recent one, I think this will be a really good question, or like this or that. Massive success by accident or modest success on purpose?
Modest success on purpose.
Mm, yes.
I think massive success sounds overwhelming.
It kind of is. It's like when you have this like growing platform that you just happen overnight, it's like, what do I do with that? I just started and I don't know what to do.
Definitely. Definitely. And I feel like when it's on purpose, you know, living in purpose is something that's important to me, where I'm trying to live more intentional, like with my words, with my actions. So like, that just sounds so much more in alignment with me, is, you know, on purpose. And yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather have it be on purpose than on accident, because I'm like, I'm just here doing my thing. Right. If it happens, it happens. Cool. Right. It's there.
Right.
So, speaking of The Sims, you didn't really get to play The Sims 2 on PC, but you've been a longtime simmer. How long, to be exact?
So, I remember having this friend in elementary school who I would go over her house. She lived near me, and I didn't go over there often, but sometimes. She was the first one to introduce me to The Sims. She had all of the discs, and I would just always go over her house and want to play. Even if I couldn't play, like, watch her play. It was just so like amusing to me. And that was like fourth or fifth grade. And then when I got my Xbox, I got The Sims there. So I played a lot of The Sims on the Xbox. So I've been playing I wouldn't claim since elementary, because I didn't get to play often, but just know I was a fan of The Sims since then for sure. But definitely more so like middle school area where I would play it more, because I also had it on like Game Boy, The Sims Busting Out. So, like, I was, like, simming it up.
Yes. Oh, I love The Sims Best Now. That's the best game I've ever played. But some, well,
yes.
Herbs.
I never got to play Herbs. I was cheated.
You were cheated. Herbs was a lot. It was so great.
I saw somebody was playing on Twitch, and I was like, this is so cool. And, I mean, just hearing the Black Eyed Peas, I was just like, oh, my gosh. Right? This is so cool.
Mm. Oh, they should do a remaster of The Herbs at some point. Like, yay, chop chop, I'm ready.
We're helping you. We're giving you the ideas. Just, you know, do it.
Yeah. So out of all the Sims games you've played, what has been like your favorite so far? Like, there's so many like packs and so many things about The Sims, and there's so many different versions of them. Out of all of them, which one did you like the most?
I unfortunately have a really bad memory when it comes to The Sims 3, because I remember I had it. I specifically remember going to the Apple Store and getting a MacBook. And this was around the time where they stopped having the CD drives.
Oh.
And It was, they had an old model there and I was like, I want this one because it has a CD-ROM and no, nothing else did. And they were like, well, you could always get another one with like external. And I was like, I don't want all that. Like I have the Sims 3 to play and I need this MacBook. So I played The Sims a lot, but I just don't have that much memory with it. I just think I went on there to just live out an alter ego, or I just romanced everybody. And that was but I mean, on Sims, that was kind of what I did on Sims, was just like everybody had the romantic aspiration and we just dated everybody. So but oh now gosh. I love The Sims 4 and I love Solani. I love that world. I know a lot of like gameplay things didn't necessarily come from it, but the world alone is just like, I love it. It's beautiful. So beautiful.
It is. Have you ever like had a chance to change it to a vacation world? Because I mean, technically it's a residential world by like nature, but ever since we got Snowy Escape, as long as you have like a rental lot in that world, you can vacation there. Have you done that yet?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're just unlocking new things. Like, thank you. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's so that cool. Yeah, that goes for any world, actually. Minus the vacation worlds we have now, you can't transfer them to residential, but the residential worlds can be vacation worlds as long as you have rental lots on them.
Oh, wow. I'm changing all Solani now.
Oh, yeah. Solani, for me, if I had to say, it will be vacation world all the way.
Yeah, definitely. It's so beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And like all the history. And like, I feel like with The Sims, I think since Island Living, the stories have been much better on like the backstories of the characters, I would say.
You know, I need to pay more attention to like the townies and stuff for sure. So I can learn more about like the history and in each person, because I kind of just never really play with like the townies or learn about them. Elphaba is like my only girl that I like got to know because of one of my Let's Plays.
One of these days, there'll be a backstory that I'm like, is this about me? I don't know. But
oh my gosh.
I like the one about Patia from Dream Home Decorator. That one was my favorite one.
Oh, okay. Oh. No, I'd have to look more into it. I don't know about Patia. I love that pack though. I played it only like twice now, but it's so much fun.
Well,
it's so much fun.
I mean, like they kind of said it in the trailer, like, well, it's in the trailer at like towards the end a little bit. It's small and short, but it feels like it's so huge, you know, you tell so little, but it's like a bigger story after that.
I got you. I got to watch the trailers more.
Yeah. I watch some of the trailers. I mean, I watch them all, but it's like, too quick. I need to learn more. They're like, I gotta slow it down for myself because my brain cannot process all of that in 1 minute.
Right. And I know that you're big on like storytelling, so I think that that's why that's like a big aspect for you on these types of things. So yeah, no, that definitely has me interested.
Yeah, because I mean, with anything that has a story with it, I'm like, I'm sold. Like, give me more. I'm set up for life, and that's all I really need.
I love that. Yeah. Would you ever like write
a book?
Do you write? Yeah.
I mean, I'm in the process of writing a book, but it's not the best right now. I need to get better at writing because I'll like write anything down where it'll make sense to me, but not to the reader.
So reading it. Got you. Well, yeah. It's a skill, but I just know that you're so good with like storytelling that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Other avenues. Of course.
Yeah. One of these days, who knows? It could be this year or probably next year. Who knows? Gotta get all my thoughts out there. I have a story in mind. I just gotta, you know, do it, not hold off on it.
Yeah, we tend to be able to do that easily. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
I know it'll be great.
Yeah, I'm excited too. But I want to say I applaud you because you started a business from the ground up called Shamelessly Sweet. And it's dairy free. Because as a person who is lactose intolerant, I appreciate that because dairy just does not work for me at all. Not at all. Mm-mm. But like, how did you come up with the name and like deciding to do a bakery business?
So I have always loved to bake. And honestly, like I started baking in middle school, but it was more so like, you know, like box cakes, not even middle school. That's when I started doing it alone. Ever since I was young, I would always like bug my mom or, you know, my stepmom to get like cake mix or whatever because I have a crazy sweet tooth. Always have, always will. But I started to get like more sensitive to dairy. I want to say like my early 20s. Okay. And I was like, oh no, oh no. Like I love dessert too much. This is too much for me. Like I love ice cream. This is bad. So I wanted to be able to go to a restaurant and, you know, have dessert and not ask them, oh, does this have dairy? And there's nothing left for me but, you know, sorbet or something like that. So yeah. that was why I wanted to bake more dairy free. So actually, at one of my jobs, I met somebody. Her name is Jolie. Shout out to Jolie. She is an amazing baker. And she started to teach me how to do more things from scratch and how I could substitute, you know, dairy-free options for, you know, what the recipe says, mm-hmm. what I can substitute, like teaching me just things to substitute. And I would try them when I got home and they would always, everything would just turn out delicious. And I would have people try it and they always were satisfied. So I was like, oh my God. And everybody would be like, you know, you need to sell these. Like we would buy them. So it was a lot of hearing that for a long time. And I thought of the name a while ago, Shamelessly Sweet, because it's like eating your delicious favorite like desserts, but feeling shameless in the aspect like I'm not putting my body through hell by eating dairy. You know, like that. That's why.
That's clever. I like that.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
That's a very interesting backstory because I'm like, I love baking too, but not to your extent because I'm like, I'm not a baker. I just bake one thing. It's oatmeal raisin muffins. And I can use like Quaker oats and applesauce and raisins, or I can use like cranberries or whatever I want. Or just it's optional mainly. But yeah, Quaker oats,
sorry,
applesauce.
You make a vegan.
Vegan?
Yeah, that's vegan. You said applesauce. Do you use egg?
Yeah, I use eggs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you used applesauce as like an egg replacement because apparently you can do that for vegan recipes. I'm gonna be trying those.
Oh,
soon.
Really? Mm-hmm. I might just try that because I feel like eggs are, even though they're great and all, I feel like I should just take them out and just experiment with it and see what happens. Because one of these days I'll go vegetarian, not vegan, but vegetarian at some point. But, you know,
my gosh, no, seriously, same. Like, that's so wild. I feel like we're quite in alignment because I've been wanting to slowly like eat less meat for sure. So like when I go to Chipotle now, I don't order chicken. I order sofritas, you know, just to get the protein a different way. So No, I definitely feel you on that. But I want to experiment with vegan recipes more because my whole thing is I want to be able to help people with food sensitivities, period. Not just mm-hmm. dairy-free, but like vegan, gluten-free. Like I want to make desserts that are delicious and you can enjoy as well. So that's how I got to learn with the vegan stuff for sure.
That's good. And I like that because you're already like thinking, you know, in the future, I'm like, I'm going to do all of these things for my business to help it grow, to help other people who might have like, you know, an allergy or a food sensitivity to help them, you know, enjoy my food too. So that's good. I like that smart thinking. I love talking about business. Like I can talk about it for days. That's really
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah.
It's funny because I was telling my husband, I just like had an epiphany the other day, but I'm big on like inclusivity. Like it's so important. And I think it should be important to everybody. But I was like, I didn't even realize like I'm an inclusive baker, you know, like I'm working to be an inclusive baker. But it's important. Everybody deserves to have dessert, like, and enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree. Because food is lovely. I love food.
Amen.
Oh, but so like, have you ever decided your 5-year plan? Like, what do you think could happen in 5 years with your business?
I will say that I don't have a 5-year plan. I can tell you that I need to, and I definitely need to be better with planning. It's like I sat on it so long, and then when I executed it, I didn't plan enough, but we're learning and it's okay. It is okay.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
It's okay.
But I could say in the future, one day, it would be a dream to just have a bakery store that's local and not just the bakery aspect, but like where people could sit down and there's a stage where people could do like spoken word and like poetry and just like good vibes, like just like artists that want to get out there more, like stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's really just all of that in one place and then having dessert at the same time. Like, I just feel like it's such a vibe that it always stays in my head. So one day I hope that comes to fruition.
I hope so, too. I can already envision it right now. Like your storefront, people doing like poetry or spoken word, people sitting down, drinking their lattes or coffee or tea or whatever, and just chilling. I honestly can see it in front of my face right now. I literally can.
I'm glad. I hope that I can pull this off sometime. I really do. And then maybe you can visit someday.
Yes, I would love to visit because I'm like, I love traveling. So it'd be very, very fun to have that on my bucket list or something. Check it off. I've been here. I've been there.
Well, this is the first time I've ever told anybody that, you know, I thought I could keep that in my head. But no.
No. Yeah. Gotta put it out there.
Yeah.
Let the people know. I think
it helps with manifesting.
Yes. Manifesting is very key. I always say, well, have there been any hurdles since starting your business? Because I feel like when you're first starting your business and you're getting things together, there are always some ups and downs that come along with it. Like, what have been some ups and downs for you?
Okay, so I'm big on embarrassing myself and just, you know, telling my own dirt, because if anybody should tell, it should be me, right? So right. I will say a down would definitely be choosing the wrong packaging for cupcakes. Mm-hmm. I just got like the wrong type of packaging, basically. So when it shipped, the cupcakes were everywhere for everybody. And I was like, wow, this is terrible. So I find like just something like that, not thinking about all of the outcomes, because for local orders, that type of packaging is perfect. But when you're shipping it, you know, it doesn't turn out so well. So, you know, I definitely had to do damage control there and it turned out fine, but it just wasn't a pleasant experience, you know, starting off.
Yeah.
But ups would just definitely be the fact that I have sold out, like on my launch, my business on the 5th, like things were basically sold out. I had to close orders that Sunday. So it was the next day. So that's definitely been an up, because it's like, whoa, like people want my desserts and my desserts have been eaten in Canada. Like, that's so cool to me. Like, outside of little old Maryland, you know, like somebody in Canada.
I applaud.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's so cool. Selling out on like launch day and everything. That's so cool.
Mm. It is. It is. And we have a small apartment. So like, that's why I sell out so quick, is because, you know, I don't have that much storage to like prep so much, but and hopefully, you know, I can invest in more space. And my dad wants to help me with just more freezer space so I can bake more, have more available for everybody. So hopefully we just continue to grow.
Yeah. I hope
so.
I mean, if you ever need like business advice, I mean, I'm not a pro, but I have been working on my small business here and there as well. And I'm brand new to it because I started back in February. Yeah, February. Hey. Yeah. I'm more like a like stationary arts small business owner. That's what I am, because it's just like much easier for me because I printed out stuff and trying to be eco-friendly with my packaging and shipping things here and there and trying to figure out all that stuff. So
good to know. I definitely will take you up on that and I'll definitely check out your business as well.
Yeah. It's called Hello Spring Co.
Hello Spring Co. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just go ahead and go there now so I do not forget.
It's mainly just, you know, just that stuff. But today's not about me. It's all about you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. But honestly,
I'm supporting small businesses and you are one. So I support.
Same. I think I might buy some stuff from your store if you have any more. My parents, because this is a way I can give to them because they've given so much to me. So
that's so sweet. Oh my goodness. Yes. No, I plan to have things restocked by Monday. So if anything, keep an eye out on the Instagram and or the newsletter on my website. So once we are officially, you know, taking orders again, you'll be first to know.
Will do. Will do. I will follow everywhere so I can have all the things. Keep my eye out for all the information I might need. Yes.
Thank you.
This is all really, really cool. I honestly say that, you know, starting a small business and starting YouTube and doing Twitch can be a really great thing for a lot of many different reasons. And would you say like that since starting, I guess, social media has helped your business, because this is a great way to get more eyes out there for you?
Oh my gosh, big time. Like literally, I don't think I've only had one customer from somebody that I know in my personal life. So most of my business is because of social media and Twitch, you know, so big time.
Yeah. Would you ever do like cooking streams in the future?
Yes, I definitely have done baking streams, and I said that I'm going to be incorporating at least once a month. So
okay,
that will be starting in July, and I'll definitely plan them and, you know, announce them ahead of time. So even if I want to do more like just chatting streams where like possibly I can package people's orders in front of them during stream and just chat with people, like stuff like that, you know, I have a lot of ideas. I just need to do them.
Yeah. That's good. I like that. I like experimenting with new things. I've always wanted to do a cooking stream at some point, but I don't have the space for that right now. So one day I will have that.
Yes. And I'll be excited. I will want to know what you're cooking in your kitchen.
I'll probably make a Sims cake or something. I don't know.
Just don't. Make sure you're more than level one cooking.
Yes. I don't burn down my houses. So my Sims do that.
Good, good, good. You're at least level 3.
Yes, level 3. That's where I am at right now. You're level 10.
I would say level 8. I can't take 10 yet. Once I do vegan and gluten-free, I'll claim 10.
Okay, good, good. So what advice would you give to anyone that wants to get into like the streamer, YouTube, content creation, small business space? Like what advice would you have?
I would say to don't compare. Mm. Don't compare and don't belittle yourself to numbers. Like there is ways to change lives and impact different people and things that matter without all of the numbers. You know, you don't have to have a million Instagram followers or Twitch followers. You're changing somebody's life. You know, you're changing somebody's day. Definitely just don't belittle yourself to a number. You're so much more than that.
Yeah. Impact over numbers always.
Definitely. Shout out to Ninsaga for sure.
Exactly. I always say that all the time. Like Ninsaga, so good. I'm like, people really need to drill that into their brain. No, even though numbers matter in some weird way, it doesn't define who you are.
Exactly.
Like you're exactly. Like if you're impacting that one person from like, whether it's an Instagram post or a stream or a YouTube video, that one person decided to follow you because they like your content or what you are doing and what you're speaking out into the universe. So I mean like,
yeah,
don't belittle yourself. Show people what you're worth. Know your worth. Because at the end of the day, if you belittle yourself, it's like you wouldn't know where you would be if you kind of told yourself that I can do it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I just also, I mean, I know you said for one, but I think one other important thing, something that I've learned is like a lot of people in your personal lives, it's Twitch, everything, you can't expect everybody to want to be in all of the spaces with you if right. They're not interested in it. You know, it's not possible, unfortunately. And I think some people can get wrapped up in the fact that, you know, like their own best friend or their own parents don't come to their streams. And it's nice when obviously they do, but
right.
Be proud and happy that like somebody that you don't even know, like from a whole other country or a whole other state wants to sit in your stream and like get to know you over, you know, somebody else in your personal life, you wanting them to show up there. Just really be grateful for the ones that have shown up for you. Like they matter, and let's not get caught up in the ones that, you know, don't necessarily want to be in that space. It doesn't mean that they don't care about you, you know, it's just not their interest.
Exactly. I love that. That's very like good advice, I would say. Yeah, 100% for sure. Mm.
It's important.
It is. This was like a very therapeutic like conversation, you know?
Yes, that's honestly what I was hoping for, because it was wild, Stephen, because I'm usually so nervous, and I can't lie. I definitely was nervous, but same. I was more excited. I just felt like, even though we haven't really talked like yet, we've talked in your streams here and there, you know, but like this is our first conversation. But I was just excited because I love your podcast so much, and I know how the conversations just flow. I was like, I feel like this is going to go well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Of course.
I always get so nervous just asking people literally anything because I'm like, oh gosh, if I'm going to make this podcast work, I have to ask people things, step out of my comfort zone. So yeah, I honestly just had so much fun. And like being able to talk about, you know, mental health and content creation feels so good because I feel like it's just who I am of just talking about whatever and being able to just put it out there into the universe and saying that sometimes we're not okay. Sometimes we are anxious and nervous, and that's fine. And
exactly.
You just gotta flow with it. And over time, you'll feel better one day.
Exactly. And to always know that you're not alone. I think that's the beauty in talking about mental health and being transparent, because, you know, I think there's so many places where you feel like you have to be on, you know, if it's work or working for somebody else or school, you just have to put on this like happy face where most of the time there's something else behind the smile, you know, and just to be able to be yourself. And today I feel like crap, you know, but I'm here and I want to hang out with you. We deserve to be able to have company and to feel cared and nurtured for in all of our feelings and all of our states. So if we're happy, if we're sad, if we're just blah, we should just be able to feel comforted. So
exactly,
it's important.
Yeah. So I would like to say, where can the listeners find you on the internet?
So I am on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok under Unicorny Kai. Don't forget the Y. And also on Instagram, Shamelessly Sweet Bakes is our Instagram, and my website, Shamelessly Sweet. So if you want any dairy-free desserts for you or your loved ones, I would love to bake them for you.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for being on my podcast. I had so much fun. I can't wait to catch more of your streams.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a dream, honestly. This is my first podcast. I love podcasts. And yeah, you're so awesome, Steven. So thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. So I hope you all enjoyed today's episode with Unicorny Kai. Don't forget the why, because honestly, I really just love saying that name. It's just drilled into my brain right now. Unicorny Kai, don't forget the why. But as always, I really enjoyed today's episode because as a person who recently started an online small business this year, it was definitely very relatable to be able to talk about our ups and downs, our struggles, and kind of how we got started and where we are now and where did we kind of see it in the future and what are we doing to work towards that, you know, future of our business, our small, you know, brand that we created from scratch. And especially just being able to talk about YouTube and Twitch and how we kind of got started, and especially what we have been doing with our mental health, how our mental health is going, and being able to take the time to talk about it is very, very important to me. And self-care and mental health is very important to me. So being able to talk about that is so, so great. But overall, as always, I do hope you all enjoyed today's episode as much as I did. Check all the links down below in the show notes so you can check out Unicorny Kai on all of her social media platforms. But also, make sure you go and follow and subscribe to me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever listening to your podcasts. And I will hear from y'all next week.